Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how He left His home in glory for the cross of Calvary. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, threw His loving arms around me, drew me back into His way. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faint was I from many a fall. Sight was gone, and fears possessed me, but He freed me from them all. Days of darkness still come o'er me, sorrow's paths I often tread, but the Savior still is with me, by His hand I'm safely led. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Reading from Romans chapter 8, once again, thinking of Paul's words here to the church at Rome and to us as well in our time. It's from Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Let's give thanks for the blessed hope that is in there, in Christ and in the Spirit as well, that is now making intercession for the church, and hopefully for those also that will be added to the church, and especially that there might be a reviving and awakening in the church, and then through the church to others. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus. We give thanks in his name for every blessing that has been given, all the blessings of creation, and especially those blessings which we have, even much more than others in nature. And we pray for those who are suffering in nature, but especially we pray for those suffering because of the gospel, suffering in lands where they are persecuted. And we pray for thy blessing on them, that even being persecuted, it will make others know, even as we read last week of Daniel's three friends and himself, and how through it all nations were told about thee, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of Daniel, and thou art the same today. And we pray, Father, that thou wilt not leave us to ourselves, but once again bring us to thyself in repentance, in faith, in obedience, and especially a faith that worketh by love, that we might have that again in our churches, homes, and nation, and other nations as well. We pray that soon the gospel might be preached in every nation. As thou hast said, Lord Jesus, then the end would come. And we pray especially that it might be brought in power, not in word only, accompanied with thy Spirit, taking the things of thine and of Christ and showing them to us. We pray, Father, for thy blessing on thy word, even now, wherever it is heard, that it may give conviction, that it may give comfort, teaching, and above all, that it might be to hallow thy name, and to have thy kingdom to come, and thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for those in different needs, the sick, the sorrowing, the homeless, the war-torn lands, as we have already mentioned, the persecuted. We pray, Father, for other needs that there are, the aged and the infirm, the many different calamities that are there. We pray also that thou wilt teach us in such a way that we will again teach in the church especially and in the nation as well, that thou art our creator and not the lie of evolution, that thou wilt also teach us through thy word that we are not to kill, and that the terrible sin taking place every day of the murdering the unborn will be recognized and repented of, that the ways that lead to it will also be thought of and rightly dealt with. We pray, Father, for all these things and give thanks through Christ Jesus. Amen. As we look again at this word here, speaking of solemn things, when we read, "For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." We are seeing that in our nation more and more than we have ever seen it before, since the 400 years since our pilgrim forefathers came. There was no thought of sinning the way we do. And for those who recognize it, we ought to see that we are in the bondage of corruption and still have a hope that God will deliver us from it, which he can. Last week we saw the terrible situation that Daniel's three friends faced. They had to bow down to the image that Nebuchadnezzar made or be thrown in the fiery furnace. And when they were given the second opportunity, they said, "We're not careful to answer the O king." It made Nebuchadnezzar very angry, and he ordered the furnace to be heated seven times more when they said, "We're not careful how we answer you." And then we can have today, as one news commentator, Paul Harvey, used to say, the rest of the story. Not only was the outcome there that Nebuchadnezzar saw them in the furnace, as we read last week, walking, they threw men bound, and they were walking. And not only were there three, but he said, "I see four. One is like the Son of God." After that, Nebuchadnezzar himself went to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he told those men to come forth. As he went toward that mouth of the fiery furnace, and those men walking there in the fiery furnace, there must have been probably 12 men between them that had carried these three to the fire. And we read how they were slain by the fire. Probably four men carrying each one, walking with the three of them, and dying. And Nebuchadnezzar could see that, the awfulness of it. But after he talked to these men, brought them forth, and we read the princes, governors, captains, the kings, counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Not a hair was singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. All those men gathered together could see that, could see the fire, they could see the men thrown in, they could see them walking out, and now watching. And then we read, "And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve or worship any god except their own God." And then Nebuchadnezzar made this decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this heart. All that happened in one day. They were gathered together probably sometime during the day before that image to worship. Three men had not. They reported it, were thrown in the fire, walked out, and now. Certainly it took days to follow to make all the people of the different nations known, but that was the order. All people, no one is to speak against that God. After Nebuchadnezzar himself said, "Who is the God that will deliver you?" he found out, and God can make himself known, and that should be our hope today. Daniel's three friends didn't see any hope. They saw the other people bow down. They saw and knew the king's order. They saw the fire. Could they see any hope? No, except by faith. They knew there was hope in God. And there was. And God gave deliverance. We also read the story of Daniel, how he was thrown in the lion's den, and how the king went there and said, "Daniel, is thy God able to deliver thee?" Daniel could give the answer. Yes, he did. The outcome was Darius, the king at that time, said, "I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." That same God reigns in heaven today, with Christ at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be at his footstool. We see terrible things happening both in our nation and others. I read of some who were suffering in other nations, some who had escaped, and then coming in another nation would be caught and imprisoned and dealt with terribly. But they still had a hope in God, and they made him known to others, even in the prisons. Yes, hope in God is what we need. I repeat it, hope in God is what we need, even in times of distress. We think of the Psalms 42 and 43. Both have the same words. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Yes, when we're cast down not only by outward things and persecutions, but something even worse, cast down by our own sin. As David said in another psalm, my bones waxed old. There wasn't really the thought of praising God. Probably thinking of God's wrath. Maybe too much sin. Maybe it's too late for me. But David said here, hope in God. I shall yet praise him. And there's no other hope than that. One hope. As we sang, hope in God. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Only in him is our hope. And as we quoted from another song last week, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Daniel's three friends had that. Daniel had that. And others were made to see it. Every nation that were under the jurisdiction of Nebuchadnezzar and later Darius. Over hundreds of nations probably heard that, and all the different languages were told it, ordered, even as we read here, to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. What if that would be a notice sent out by a government today? You must tremble and fear. Tremble and fear, ordered by the king. We don't know the outcome of it, but that was what took place after Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. How quickly God can change it, but also God can leave it, as he did with Judah in their sin. And they were punished, and that's why Daniel was there as a captive and his three friends. Judah had sinned. God did not give them deliverance, but judgment. And then some of them carried captives. Daniel and his three friends were among them and stayed true to the God who was their hope there in a strange land. That's the answer, whether we are at home or abroad, whether we're persecuted or free. No other answer but in God and in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what Paul is bringing out here. He had shown it in other ways, not only by the psalmist. Abraham had that. In the fourth chapter we read, as it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations, God speaking to Abraham, before him who believed even in God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. There was Abraham, a man, almost 100 years old, having a wife, 90 years old. Could he see any hope in himself, any hope in her, after wanting a child together for those many, many years, and not be given it? They made a strange plan of Abraham having another wife, but God told him that would not be the promised one, and Isaac would come. And at that time, no sign of it, except God said it. And God said to Sarah, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And we can say that today. Nothing too hard for the Lord. Christ could make Lazarus come out of the grave. Others were raised from the dead. Many were healed. 5,000 men, beside women and children, were fed. 4,000 at another time, fed out of a little bit, a few loaves and fishes. He stopped the storm in the sea. All of that could be done and was done. As we said last week, some were delivered and some were allowed to be killed. Either way is God's way. But listen again what Paul said here to this church at Rome and to us today, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And then later in that same chapter, Paul says this was not for him only, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. The hope is in the gospel. The hope is in him. That gospel came, God giving him, and he suffering, dying, being buried, and rising again, all according to the scriptures that had been spoken before. Died according to the scriptures, rose again according to the scriptures. And the scriptures give us that hope, if we but believe them rightly. Yes, rightly. God said, to this man will I look, who is poor and of a contrite heart, and trembleth at my word. That can give us hope, if we are like that, humble before God. And there is nothing, nothing to be proud of in what we have done or can do. As the Lord Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. But also, as Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. We don't know what's ahead for our nation. We are in a sad state of sin, terrible sin, as bad a sin as Israel was, and we're punished for it. But God could still make our nation bow before him, could make the leaders know it through the church. Remember what Nebuchadnezzar knew came through Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What Darius knew came through Daniel being faithful. That must be there, and there must be a witness. Paul certainly was a witness that was accused of turning the world upside down, and we need to do and be the same. We need to hear that word of God and again be a salt and a light. We are not that. We're not that in relationship to many different sins. The church is not a salt and light in regard to creation. The church, so-called Christian schools, teaching the lie plainly, black and white in the books. I've seen it. They ask for support. I've even written them and said, I cannot support those who promote the lie. And there should be more rising up against it. Yes, those in leadership and teaching should lead the way. But when they lead the wrong way, even as was true in the time of Paul, the leadership went against him in Jerusalem. Who crucified Christ? The scribes and the Pharisees led the way. Terrible. The priest as well. And that does happen. Yes, we need to be like Daniel. Stand and make it known. Dare to have a purpose firm. Purpose in God. Hope in God. Yes, we fail ourselves, and we need to sometimes take the beam out of our own eye first. We need to hear the rebuke of Christ as he rebuked the church at Laodicea. As many as I love, I chasten and rebuke. I need that, and others need that as well, in our homes, in our individual lives, in all that we do, and sadly, so much that we have not done. I read of one the other day who made an influence through our country. In years past, he died now, he was a working pastor. He earned his own way, but he made God's way known in many different ways in many different places. And that's what we should all do. Be a salt and be a light. And certainly, Paul was that himself. That's why he could write here the way he did when he said, the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, Paul included. Even ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Paul was one that had hope. He could write of it, and we can see it in different places. When he wrote to the churches, to the church at Colossae, in chapter 1, verse 23, of encouraging the people there, he said, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. He gave them hope, and he reminded them that he was the minister, As he said to another church, I have not shunned to declare the whole counsel of God. And certainly he did. A little bit further in this letter we read, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery has been hid from ages and generations, but is now made manifest to his saints. And then, declaring so plainly the hope, in the 27th verse of Colossians chapter 1, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Creator, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, took on him the form of a man, humbled himself to the death of the cross, arose again, and said to those in his audience, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And now Paul could say to believers, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He wrote earlier, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But having the Spirit to teach us, and even sometimes to lead us and almost leave us, like we read from the Psalm, Why art thou disquieted within me? But he said of the same psalm, Hope in God, for yet shall praise him. If we do not do it on earth as we should, if we repent of it, we can do it in heaven. And that's what Paul is here speaking of. We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Our first hope should be revival in the church today, and a hope along with it that others will be brought to repentance and faith in our nation and in the world. That should be our prayer as Christ taught it. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come now in us and others. Paul had the desire for his family. He says, I have continual sorrow and heaviness for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. And we should want that today very much. To heal our homes, to help the children in the broken homes. The gospel is the answer. None other answer, none other name given under heaven, whereby we and others can be saved and kept in this hope that Paul is here speaking of. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also. And then, waiting for the adoption, for we are saved by hope. As the psalmist said, hope in God, I shall yet praise him. And when we think of God, we must know the only true God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, his Son, Jesus Christ. Christ said, you believe in God, believe also in me. And then gave the hope that he went ahead to prepare a place. And now he has to prepare a people, you and me, and given that right hope in himself.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth